wrestling fans, here we are. Week 2 of the Akbar era. And we're coming to you from State Farm Center in Champaign. A great lineup of matches today. We have the Interstate 74 title on the line as Ahmed Johnson defends the title against Grappler. And then in almost every match, we do have Akbar showcasing Devastation Incorporated as it's Devastation Incorporated against somebody. We start off with one of those exceptions, where we have Hector Guerrero facing off against Steve Southern. And Hector makes short work of Southern, pinning him with a handful of tights in 10 seconds. Next we have the Big Boss Man facing off against the Vampire Warrior. Vampire and Boss Man have a great match. Boss Man has the match won with the Boss Man Slam, but Paul Jones distracts Jerry Calhoun. Moondog Spike rushes down to the ring and nails Boss Man with his bone. Vampire gets the pin with a Northern Light suplex in a time of 13 minutes, 31 seconds. After the match, Spike and Vampire continue to beat down on Boss Man until Hector Guerrero and Terry Taylor come down to save Boss Man. Heenan grabs the microphone and demands satisfaction from Paul Jones' army. Heenan challenges Jones to put everyone in the ring at one time. Next month, at the State Farm Center, a 10-man tag team match between Paul Jones' army and the family. Heenan says that he might be 2 men short right now, but he has 2 men in mind that would love to get their hands on members of the army. Jones' army surrounds the ring as Jones climbs into the ring. He accepts Heenan's challenge, saying he can't wait to see who Heenan might beg and plead to join him. Jones leaves the ring and tells his army to leave except for Grappler. Heenan and the family leave the ring as well. Moving on, Grappler takes up his place in the ring, waiting for his opponent, which is Interstate 74 champion Ahmed Johnson. Akbar and Ahmed come down to the ring to defend that title. Ahmed and Grappler have a great match. Grappler tries his best, but he is outmatched by Ahmed. Ahmed gets the pin to retain the title with the Pearl River Plunge in a time of 9 minutes, 55 seconds. Next we have the Southern Psycho, Elliot Russell, one of our free agents, you could say, facing off against Chris Candido. Now Akbar celebrates his champion retaining his title, but his mood sours when he realizes that the next match has Chris Candido in it. Candido has been on a losing streak since Remember Their Legacy. Akbar is looking for him to rebound, but it doesn't seem like it's going to happen anytime soon. Candido and Russell have a great match. Candido tries to keep control of the match, but Russell tosses Candido outside of the ring. They brawl outside the ring. Candido seeks help from Akbar, but Akbar refuses. Russell gains the final advantage after tossing Candido into the ring post. Russell tosses him back into the ring and gets the pin with the Gourd Buster in a time of 12 minutes, 20 seconds. Akbar climbs into the ring as Russell quickly vacates. He berates Candido for being a simpleton and a waste of his time. Candido tries to make excuses, but Akbar won't listen. Akbar tells Candido that he has one more chance. His automatic rematch with Iron Mike Sharp is next week. If he cannot regain the Illinois heavyweight title, he has no place in Devastation Incorporated. Akbar leaves the ring. Candido tries to keep up, but Akbar is all business tonight. Candido looks like he's on a really short leash now, which is a shame for Candido. He's a great wrestler, but he's just not in that proper place right now. And I'm not sure what's going on. We move on. We have Bart Gunn and Bunkhouse Buck taking on Iron Mike Sharp and Kendall Windham. Sharp and Kendall come down to the ring with Missy. Paul Jones accompanies Gunn and Buck down to the ring. Both tag teams have a good showing. Kendall has Buck set up for a bulldog, but Buck throws him off. Buck gets the tag to Gunn, who gets the pin on Kendall with the powerbomb in a time of 17 minutes, 32 seconds. Your winners are Bart Gunn and Bunkhouse Buck. The next one is one of those matches where you have definitely the greatness of fantasy wrestling, as we have Nikita Koloff facing off against Moondog Spike. Now, Nikita and Spike have a massive brawl inside and outside of the ring. Nikita finally gets the pin with the Russian sickle in a time of 12 minutes, 15 seconds. And as David Manning raises Nikita's hand, he stands over Spike's fallen form and challenges anyone else to come into the ring and face him. He explicitly challenges Goldust to defend the American heavyweight title against him. No one answers the Russian Nightmare, and he finally leaves the ring. Next match has Eric Watts facing off against Great Kabuki, and Eric comes down to the ring with Alexandra. Akbar accompanies Kabuki down to the ring. Akbar believes that Eric is my choice to be the next Illinois heavyweight champion. Akbar decides to make the match a number one contender match for the Illinois heavyweight title. Akbar had just berated the former champion for his failures in the ring. He wants the Illinois title back in the hands of someone in Devastation Incorporated. Why not have it be around Kabuki's waist? Kabuki and Eric have a good match. Kabuki and Akbar try every shortcut to win the match. When Kabuki gets ready to miss Eric nails him in the throat with a finger jab. While Kabuki chokes on the missed capsule, Eric takes him down with a swinging neckbreaker for the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 56 seconds. When the ring announcer announces that Eric is the new number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title, Akbar grabs the microphone away from him and reneges on the stipulation. If Watts wants to become a champion in the PWA, he should join Devastation Incorporated. That's the only way he is going to get a title shot. Akbar just being Akbar. Next match has Big Bubba Rogers facing off against Trevor Murdoch in another great match between Devastation Incorporated and the Dirty Dozen. Akbar tries to distract Trevor by focusing his attention on Alexandra. Rogers tries to take advantage of the situation. Rogers has Trevor down on the mat with a vicious power slam. Tommy Young is distracted by Akbar's antics outside the ring. Eric Watts slips back into the ring as Rogers climbs the turnbuckle for the 747 splash. Eric nails Rogers with a low blow before taking him down with a Russian leg sweep off the middle turnbuckle. Eric slides out of the ring as Trevor climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with the top rope bulldog. Young turns around just as Trevor covers. Young counts the pinfall. Akbar tries to break the count, but Eric grabs him from behind with a dragon sleeper. Eric takes him down with an inverted suplex on the concrete floor. Eric tells Akbar that he deserves whatever the hell he desires. But in the ring, it is Trevor Murdoch getting the win in a time of 7 minutes, 51 seconds over Big Bubba Rogers. Next match has one of the great storylines of this season. Jerry Lawler of Devastation Incorporated against Gentleman Chris Adams of the Dirty Dozen. And Lawler and Adams have a good match. Lawler has the upper hand for most of the match because of Akbar's interference. Akbar chases Alexandra around the ring and up the aisle. Adams starts to chase after Akbar, but Lawler pulls him back into the ring. As Alexandra disappears through the entrance ramp, I emerge with a vicious running lariat that takes Akbar off the entrance ramp and into the electrical equipment. You know, the same electrical equipment I've taken a couple of tumbles into. Lawler sees what is happening on the entrance ramp. Adams takes advantage and whips Lawler into the turnbuckle. As Lawler comes out, Adams nails him with the super kick to get the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winner is Gentleman Chris Adams. In our main event, could have been a great match for the American heavyweight title or the world heavyweight title had it still been here. But you have Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against the natural Dustin Rhodes. Idol and Dustin have a great main event quality match, but it is cut short when Missy involves herself while Akbar is recovering from my attack in the previous match. Missy nails Idol with her purse as he yells at her from the ring. Dustin takes him down with a DDT for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 3 seconds. Your winner is the natural Dustin Rhodes. So we have a great card tonight, looking at some of the great things that Devastation Incorporated could do, some of the horrible things they could do. How badly is Akbar hurt from his tumble into the electrical equipment? What might happen to me because of my attack? You're going to have to come back next week and find out. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you, on behalf of Akbar, for supporting Pro Wrestling America, even in this time of exile into Babylon, I guess you could say. But it is only until Hard Day's Night. It is only for the summer. So hopefully all of that gets taken care of in time. But until then, I ask you to still be here. Support me as I try to get and wrestle PWA back from Akbar's grip. And I will see you next week.